This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Now we're going to hear a love story. It's about a couple who got married this past Friday. Bernard Snyder and Joe Cartwright live at the Westminster Senior Living Community in Central Austin. Bernard is 98 years old. His first wife died in 2023 after 73 years of marriage. Joe is 96. Her first husband died in 2014 after 67 years of marriage. Bernard and Joe's love story begins at a restaurant, one of the first times Bernard remembers seeing Joe sitting down to dinner.
And there was this big piece of chicken, and it's got a wing on it. And she's sitting there, and she's looking at this chicken. And she looks so helpless. I mean, it was just hilarious. It's hard to describe, but it was so funny. And I tried to find out who she was.
Wherever I was, he was there. I would look up, and there he was, right there. And I thought, well, maybe this man, maybe he likes me a little bit.
Well, then one thing led to another. And I said, I'm looking for a dinner partner because I hate eating alone.
We did have dinner together and walked in the courtyards and enjoyed each other's company.
She and this other lady invited me for dinner. And I thanked her. And I walked up and kissed her. And she looked at me like I was crazy. What are you doing? She didn't slap me, so I said, well, things are looking up.
Can I say he pursued me? He was persistent, but real sweet and gentle with his persistence.
What was it that drew you to her?
She was attractive. She dressed well.
He's the man that stands up and offers the chair to a lady and seats her.
When you took her to dinner, she was absolutely an epitome of a lady.
When a lady appears at the table, he stands up. I think that's what impressed me first about him, what a gentleman he was.
I mean, she just had a lot of class. And I told her, you know, how I felt, and things just kind of evolved.
It didn't ever occur to me that I would meet anybody or even want to, but I guess I fell in love with him right there after a few months.
I finally realized I was really falling in love with her. And I'm thinking, I was married 73 years, which is a long time. I didn't think there was going to be anybody. I never even thought about it because it just didn't seem logical.
So how did you get, did you propose to her? Did you get down on one knee and give her a ring? How did the whole marriage thing happen?
None of that. None of that, actually. I guess I was trying to get intimate, and she said, oh no.
He mentioned marriage one time, and I said, I haven't even considered such a thing. And just more and more as time went on, it grew, I think, for both of us. We just go, can this be happening at 96 and 98? And it did.
We had a dinner one evening. My children here and her children came because we told them we were getting serious. And her son turns to her and said, are you pregnant? And so then we decided, yeah, we were going to get married.
Of course, our greatest worry was our children.
I know of a very close friend that proposed to a woman. His wife had been dead a year, and his kids were just devastated.
And I mean, when we told them, they just were so happy for us. They said, whatever makes you all happy makes us happy.
Good morning, everyone. It is truly a delight, and from the words of the song.
What do you think your late husband would think about this? Do you think he'd be happy for you?
I don't think we haven't discussed this before. He feels that his wife and I feel that Jim would be very happy that we found each other. They're in a wonderful place, and we hope they can look down on us and be happy for us.
I don't think anyone thought that we would be doing this. And it will be one for my own record books when a daughter calls to arrange a marriage for her father. It usually goes the other way around.
As we've said to each other, it seems impossible that we could be in love because we had wonderful spouses. We had wonderful lives. It just doesn't seem logical. But it is what it is.
And together create a future together?
Yes, indeed, I do.
And Bernard, do you take Joe to be your wife, to love, to honor, and cherish, and to create a future together?
Absolutely.
When they smash, y'all are going to say mazel tov, and then I invite you to kiss your bride.
Hey, God, Dad. Yay!
I just hope we have maybe 5 years even, which would be wonderful. I hope we get as much as 5 years, but I don't know. But I think we will enjoy each other as long as we have it.
The basic crux of the whole story is that you can love again. And it's wonderful to know that you can. And don't be afraid of it.
I said we're going to still have an independent life if you choose that way. You're free to do whatever you want to do, however you want to do it. I'll be here for you. So what all this is just having each other and enjoying each other. And I can't think of anything which could be better.
Joe and Bernard plan on moving in together at the Westminster Retirement Community. As soon as a bigger apartment becomes available for them, we wish them all the best in their new life together.